ॐ नमश्चण्डिकायै सिंहनादेन शुम्भस्य व्याप्तं लोकत्रयान्तरं निर्घातनिस्वनो घोरो जितवानवनीपते. So here, avanipate, avanipatihi means avani or avanihi. Ikaranta, ikaranta, both are stilling shabdas. Avanihi, avani means universe. Avanipatihi, avanihi also means earth. So avanipatihi means the lord of the earth, lord of the world, avanipatihi. So avanipate means O king. A king is called avanipatihi. And it is said, Simhanadena Shumbhasya means Shumbhasya. Simhanadena Lokatrayantaram Vyaptam. See, we make a note. It is not the noise of the sound, okay? The noise of this lion. He, Shumbha roared like an lion, okay? The Shumbha, the demon Shumbha roared like a lion. And his sound of lion's roaring. So Shumbha Asura, the lion's roaring caused by Shumbha. Shumbhasya Simhanadena. Shumbhasya, not Devi Shumbha, okay? Shumbhasya Simhanadena means Shumbha roared like a lion and his noise of a lion's roaring. Shumbha's roaring like a lion. Vyaptam pervaded. What? Actually, Lokatraya Antaram. Lokatrayantaram means the entire space of all three worlds. Antaram means space, intermediary space. Lokatraya antaram means intermediary, the space, the inner space of all three worlds was pervaded by the roaring noise of Shumbha. That is the meaning. The inner space of all three worlds, Lokatrayantaram Vyaptam, was pervaded by the roaring noise of Shumbha. Shumbhasya Simhanadena Lokatrayantaram Vyaptam. Then Avanipate O King Ghoraha Nirghata Niswanaha. Ghoraha, frightening. Nirghata Niswanaha. Nirghata Niswanaha. Frightening. Nirghata Niswanaha. Nirghata means Niswanaha is a echo. Nirghata means, Nirghata Niswanaha means echo of the thunder. Nirghata is thunder. Nirghata Niswanaha means echo. Ghoraha Nirghata Niswanaha. Frightening echo of the thunder. Jitavan means defeated. Defeated what? Other noises. So Shumbha's roaring, Shumbha's roaring like a lion. The entire space was pervaded by Shumbha's roaring like a lion. O king, that frightening noise, echoed frightening noise, the echo of the thunder, like which is like echo of the thunder. The frightening noise, which was like the echo of the thunder. Jitavan means what? Defeated. Other sounds. Okay, that's all. Now we are seeing a clean picture of battlefield, you see. Shumbhamuktan charan devi. Shumbhamuktan charan devi. Shumbhastat prahitan charan. Shumbhamuktan charan devi. Shumbhastat prahitan charan. Chicheda swasharai rugrai shatashotha sahasrashaha. Shumbhamuktan charan devi. Shumbhastat prahitan charan. Chicheda swasharai rugrai shatashotha sahasrashaha. Shumbhamuktan charan devi. Shumbhastat prahitan charan. Chicheda swasharai rugrai shatashotha sahasrashaha. Shumbhamuktan charan devi. Shumbhastat prahitan charan. Chicheda swasharai rugrai shatashotha sahasrashaha. Now, Shumbhamuktan charan. Sandhi, you have to make a note, the sandhi. We'll do in sandhi class. Shumbhamuktan charan. Shumbhamuktan charan. Devi. Shumbhastat prahitan charan. Chicheda swasharai rugrai shatashotha sahasrashaha. Shumbhamuktan charan devi. Shumbhastat prahitan charan. Chicheda swasharai rugrai shatashotha sahasrashaha. Now, devi means Chandika Devi. Shumbhamuktan charan. Shumbhamuktan charan. Shumbhaha tat prahitan charan. Sharaihi swa sharai, ugraihi swa sharaihi. Shatashaha sahasrashaha chicheda. What she says? Devi chicheda. Chicheda means what? Chitavati. Cheditavati. That's the meaning. Cheditavati. Devi chicheda means. See, Chandika Devi broke. Chicheda means Chandika Devi broke. Devi chicheda. Devi broke what? Devi broke Sharan. Devi Sharan chicheda. Devi broke all the arrows. Sharan. No, objective case. Ambuhalai, Banangalai, Devi Murithal. Devi Sharan chicheda. Devi broke the arrows. Which arrows did Devi break? It said, Shumbhamuktan Sharan. Shumbhamuktan Sharan. Devi broke all the arrows released by Shumbha. Devi Shumbhamuktan Sharan Chicheda. Devi broke all the arrows released by Shumbha. And how did she release? She released what? Shumbhamuktan Sharan. Devi broke. Then Shumbha also broke. Okay? Shumbaha Tat Prahitan Sharan. See, Devi broke the arrows released by Shumba. Shumba also broke the arrows. Okay. Shumbaha also broke the arrows. Tat Prahitan. Tat Prahitan means Shumba also broke the arrows released by Devi. See, they both of them broke the arrows. That's the meaning. Chicheda means Devi broke, Shumba also broke. Devi and Shumba broke. Okay, Devi broke arrows released by Shumba. Shumba broke arrows released by Devi. How do you know that? Devi, Shumba Muktan Sharan Chicheda. Shumbaha Tatprahitan Sharan Chicheda. Is it clear? So Devi and Shumba broke the arrows released by each other. That is the meaning. Tatprahitan. Avalal Vidapattavegale Shumban Murittan. That is the meaning. How Ugraihi Swasharehi. Ugraihi by highly powerful one's own arrows. Swasharehi. Swasharehi. Ugrehi Swasharehi means by one's own powerful. Ugra means powerful. Swasharehi, one's own arrows. See what this mantra says. This verse says, Devi broke arrows released by Shumba. Shumba broke arrows released by Devi by their own highly powerful arrows. Into what? Broke each other's arrows into Chatashaha Sahasrashaha, into hundreds and thousands of pieces. That's the meaning. So I covered all the words now. Is it clear? Punyutta and Slokam. I repeat again. See, Devi, let me tell you, Devi Shumbha Muktan Sharan Kama Shumbha Tatprahitan Sharan Kama Ugrehi Swasharehi Shatashaha Sahasrashaha Chicheda. What does it mean? Devi and Shumbha broke the arrows. Mean respectively, Devi broke arrows released by Shumbha. Shumbha broke arrows released by Tatprahitan, released by Devi, by their own highly powerful arrows. Swa Ugrehi, Ugrehi Swasharehi. And they broke, both of them broke their arrows, each other's arrows, into hundreds and thousands of pieces. Shatashaha, Sahasrashaha.
Swami, what is Prahitan is also destroyed.
Yeah, Prahitan also in the same Dhanama. Tat Prahitana Avalal Vidapatta. Released by her. See, Muktan, Prahitan mean the same.
Okay.
See, Shumba Muktan means released by Shumba. Tat Prahitan means released by her. Taya Prahitan, Tat Prahitan. It's a compound word. Tat Prahitan. Released by her. I'm so excited with my backdrop. Okay. I've been asking Rajnaji for a long time. He couldn't tell me. And I find it myself. Because Rajnaji was not interested actually. Rajnaji is so brilliant. He quickly he do it. He didn't pay attention, so I tried and got it.
Swamiji, I just must correct that. I've known about this all the time, but I didn't want you to use it because I didn't think it was very good.
You were not interested.
Yeah.
I'm not saying you don't know. You know it very well. Okay. Okay. Shumbha muktan charan devi. Shumbha tat prahitan charan chicheda. Swasharehi ugrehi. Shatashaha atha sahasrashaha. Or you can also say Devi broke arrows released by Shumbha, and Shumbha broke arrows released by Tatprahitan, released by Devi, with their own Swasharehi Ugrehi, with their own powerful arrows. their own powerful hundreds and thousands of arrows. You can say that way also. Or they broke these each other's arrows into hundreds and thousands of pieces. Shatashaha sarasrashaha chicheda. Yeah, correct. One part. Tatasa chandika kruddha shulena bhijaghanatam satada bhihato bhumo murchito nipapatah. Tatasa chandika kruddha shulena bhijaghanatam satada bhihato bhumo murchito nipapatah. Tatasa chandika kruddha shulena bhijaghanatam satada bhihato bhumo murchito nipapatah. Tataha, thereafter, only one sloka all this time. Tataha, thereafter, sa chandika, that chandi devi, kruddha, very angry, very angry chandika devi. Sa kruddha chandika devi. Tataha thereafter, sa kruddha chandika devi. That angry, the chandika devi who was very angry. Adu kopamagirinda chandika devi. Kopamadindavadana chandika devi. Tataha sa kruddha chandika devi. Tam means tam shumbham. Tam alone is there. Tam shumbham, shumbham within brackets. Tam shumbham, that shumbhasura. And the Sumbanai, Shulena Abhijagana, finally finished. She stabbed him with the Shulayadam. Shulena, with her pike. Okay, Shulena, with the pike, she struck him. She struck him or she stabbed him. Whatever you want to say. Devi, tam sa kruddha chandika devi tam shumbham shulena abhijagana. She struck with pike. She struck him. She struck the shumbha with pike. Or she stabbed him with pike. Abhitaha saha. Abhihataha. Abhihataha saha tada murchitaha. Abhihataha means who was stabbed. The abhihataha saha, that shumbha who was stabbed. Saha shumbha abhihataha, that shumbha who was stabbed or struck. Tada murchitaha, then murchitaha, he fell fainted. Murchitaha. Bhumo nipapata. He fainted and fell on the floor. Bhumo nipapata. He fell to the ground fainted. He fell to the ground senseless or fainted. Murchitaha fainted. Bhumo nipapata. He fell on the floor. He fell to the ground. Bhumil vilindan. Murche adendavanai. Bhumil vilindan. Ha. Ha. What a wonder. The Shumbha fell. Tataha sa chandika kruddha. tam shumbam shulena abhijaghana. That Chandika Devi, very, very angry Chandika Devi, who was very angry, struck him, struck the Shumbhasara with pike. Shulena abhijagana. Abhijagana stabbed. Actually, past perfect tense. Abhihataha saha. So, that Shumbha who was stabbed, tada, then, murchitaha, fainting, or fainted. Bhumav nipapata, he fell to the ground. Ha, ascharyam. What a wonder. Okay. Next. Tato nishumbhas samprapya chetanamatta karmukaha. Tato nishumbhas samprapya chetanamatta karmukaha. Ajaghana charai devim kalim kesarinam tatha. Tato nishumbhas samprapya chetanamatta karmukaha. Ajaghana sharair devim kalim kesarinam tatha. Tataha nishumbhaha. Tataha thereafter nishumbhaha. Nishumbhasara. Now Shumbha has gone. Nishumbha. Last one. Last fellow has to come. Nishumbhasuraha. Nishumbhasuraha. Chetanam samprapya. Oh, Nishumbha, what are you talking about? Okay. Chetanam samprapya. Oh my God. Okay, Shumbha fell. Now Nishumbhasura. Nishumbha chetanam samprapya. Having got back his consciousness, regaining his consciousness, samprapya, chetanam samprapya, regaining, having regained the consciousness, Nishumbha, having regained his consciousness, atta karmukaha, chetanam, we've already seen. Atta karmukaha. Karmukaha means bow. Atta karmukaha means what? The one having the bow is called Atta karmukaha. Villai endyavanaha. Atta karmukaha, as the one holding the bow, sharaihi, as the one holding the bow with arrows, sharaihi, atta karmukaha sharaihi, as the one holding bow with arrows, devim kalim. Devi stands for Chandika. Kali stands for Kali. Okay, two Devis. Devim Kalim Tatha Kesarinam Ajaghana. So Ajaghana means he also struck Devi, Chandika Devi, Kalika Devi and the lion. Tatha Kesari. Kesari means lion. You know that? Kesari, not our Rava Kesari. Okay, Prabhuji, don't think of Rava Kesari. Kesari means lion. Kesarinam. Kesarinam means what? It's the objective case of Kesari, Nakaranta Shabda. Kesarinam, Ajagana. So he also, this Shumbha, this Nishumbhasura, Tataha thereafter, Nishumbhasura, Chetanam Samprapya, having regained the consciousness, Atta Karmukaha Sharehi, having the bow with arrows, he also struck Devi, Devim Kalim Tatha Kesanam. He also struck Devi, Chandika Devi, Kalika Devi and the lion. Okay. See, he has to do something against you, see. Even though he is going to be killed, he can't keep quiet. Next. You got it now? Yeah. So, tataha nishumbaha chetanam samprapya atta karmukaha sharaihi devim kalim tatha kesinam ajagana. பிறகு நிஷும்பாசுரன் தன் நினைவு அடைந்து கையிலே வில்லையும் அம்புகளோடு வில்லை எடுத்து தேவியையும் சண்டிகா தேவியையும் காளியையும் அப்படியே ததா அவ்விதமே கேசம் சிங்கத்தையும் அவன் ஆஜகான அவனும் அடித்தான்.
But the fight was between Shumba and Devi in the beginning, Swami.
Yes.
Shumba, Mukta, Sharan, Devi.
Nishumba was already there. He fell unconscious. He got regained his consciousness. See, these fellows come again. That's why Asuras. Now Shumba fell. Yeah. Now in this verse we're talking about the Nishumba.
Yeah, but Chaitanya Samprapya, Samprapya Chaitanam is Shumba has fallen, but how Nishumba has come?
Nishumba was already fallen. After already fell. It's understood.
Okay.
We'll see. We'll come back and now Shumba is down. Okay. Shumba is not now. Shumba is not up. See, he has to fall down. We can't. We had to end the story. You see. So. Punaschakritva bahuna mayutam danujeshwaraha. Punaschakritva bahuna mayutam danujeshwaraha. चक्रायुधेन दितिजश्चादयामास चंडिकां पुनश्च कृत्वा बाहूनामयुतं धनुजेश्वरः चक्रायुतेन दितिजश्चादयामास चंडिकां पुनश्च कृत्वा बाहूनामयुतं धनुजेश्वरः चक्रायुतेन दितिजश्चादयामास चंडिकां पुनश्च ब्रेक इट पुनः च विसर्ग संधि पुनश्च देन पुनश्च दितिजः इज अनदर वर्ड फॉर दैत्यः डीमन दितिजः ना दितिक प्रंदवन Ditijaha means Diti's son Ditijaha. Daityaha, demon. Punahacha, again and again. Ditijaha, the demon. Danujeshwaraha. See, Danujaha also means demon. Danujeshwaraha. The son of Diti, the demon, Danujeshwaraha. The king of demons. Danujanam Ishwaraha Danujeshwaraha. The king of demons. Bahunam Ayutam Kritva. Bahunam Ayutam Kritva. See, Ayutam means 11,000. Sorry, 10,000. Ayutam. பதினாயிரம் பதினாயிரம்னா பத்தாயிரம் பாகுஹு மீன்ஸ் ஹேண்ட்ஸ் பாகுனாம் அயுதம் கிருத்வா மீன்ஸ் மேக்கிங் ஹிஸ் 10,000 ஹேண்ட்ஸ் மேக்கிங் 10,000 ஹேண்ட்ஸ் சக்கர அயுத்தேன அயுத்தம் மீன்ஸ் 10,000 ஐ செட் சக்கர அயுத்தேன 10,000 with 10,000 chakrams. Ayutam means one thousand. Ayutam sahasram thousand. Ayutam 10,000. See, I'm going to teach you numbers in Sanskrit class. Ekam, shat, dasha, shatam, sahasram, ayutam. Ayutam means 1,000. Sorry, Ayutam 10,000. So chakra ayutena means with 10,000 discus. Okay, 10,000 chakrams. Chandikam chadayamasa. He covered Chandika Devi. So tatpunaha again, and again punaha cha ditijaha danujeshwaraha. The demon, Diti's son, the lord of demons, bahunam ayutam krithva, making 10,000 hands, chakra ayutena, with 10,000 chakrams, chandikam chadayamasa, he covered Devi.
Chakra ayutena, Swamini.
No, not ayutena, ayutena, chakra ayutena. Hattu savrda chakra linda.
I know, but it is ayutena, it is not ayutena. It's ayutena.
Two versions are there. Chakra ayutena, chakra ayutena. Both are correct.
Oh.
I had two books, two versions. So chakra ayutena or chakra ayutena. Okay. And I can, You can make a chakra ayutena also. Okay. With 10,000 hands, making his hands 10,000, chakrena. Why? Because when 10,000 hands cannot hold only one weapon, you see. 10,000 hands must hold what? 10,000 discs. Why do you, use one disc, only one hand is enough. So 10,000 hands kritva, having made his hands into 10,000, you can make a note of it, Prabhuji, there. Another version, chakrayutena. Because 10,000 hands should have 10,000 discuses. Therefore, I'm saying, okay, chakra ayutena, chakra ayudhena, both are correct. Chakra ayudhena, with the weapon of discus. You can say that also. No problem. Both are correct. Chakra ayutena or chakra ayudhena. The problem is all manuscript changes in manuscripts. But the mantras, you get the correct mantras because they're inside mantras are hiding. Hidden in the mantras. We have to extract the mantras. I'm only doing the word meanings now. As a tapas, I tell you, Devi Mahatyam is something tapas. We will not be able to do it unless Devi's grace is there. See, even the people, many people joined. People cannot join the class. It's not an easy joke. Devi will not allow us to chadi chandi. We cannot do it unless her grace is there. 100% I have faith in it. I have great prayer, you know. I had to do 108 times in Calcutta before my lifetime. And then I really want to go and do for peacefully. Sometimes. That is why I said, okay, we must make it. So we can take it as this way also. Chakrayudhena, you say, with the weapon of discus. Chandikam Chadayamasa. Chadayamasa means what? Chaditavan. He covered Devi with his weapon and making his hands 10,000s of hands. Pattayaram kaigalai seidhukondu. Chakrayudhena, chakrayudhathinale. Or Pattaram Chakrangalal Chandikam Chadayamasa Punascha Ditijaha Danujeshwaraha Bahunam Ayutam Kritva. Having made 10,000s of hands, Chakrayutena with 10,000s of discuses, or Chakrayudhena with the weapon of Chakram, Chandikam Chadayamasa. He covered Devi. He attacked Devi. Okay. Tato Bhagavati Kruddha Durga Durgartinashini. Tato Bhagavati Kruddha Durga Durgartinashini. Chichedatani Chakrani. swasharaisayakam schatam tato bhagavati kruddha durga durgatinashini chichedatani chakrani swasharaisayakam schatam tato bhagavati kruddha durga durgatinashini chichedatani chakrani swasharaisayakam schatam. Tataha, thereafter, Durgartinashini. Tataha, thereafter, Bhagavati Durga Durgartinashini. Or you can say Durgartinashini Durga Bhagavati. So Bhagavati, we have adjective here. Durgartinashini Durga Bhagavati. So Bhagavati here is Chandika Devi. And who is Chandika Devi? Durgartinashini. Durga means non-removable. Arti distress. Durga means non-removable, non-rectifiable, non-resolvable is Durga. Arti distress. Afflictions, Nashini, destroyer, destroyer of the non-removable, non-rectifiable, non-resolvable afflictions. Nikkappada mudiyada dukkangalai nikkuhindraval. Durgarthi Nashini, Durga Arthi Nashini. Who is this Durga Arthi Nashini? The destroyer of the non-resolvable, non-removable, non-rectifiable, afflictions or distress. That Devi, Durgartinashini, who is none other Durga, Durga Devi, who is Bhagavati. See, Durga Bhagavati, Durgartinashini Durga Bhagavati, the Chandika Devi, the destroyer of the non-resolvable distress, Kruddha, Kruddha, very angry, he was very angry, Swasharaihi, with her own arrows, by her own arrows, Tani Chakrani, see? Tani Chakrani. Now, got answer? Tani Chakrani. Those 10,000 chakras, discus, the weapons of discus. Tani Chakrani. And the Chakraidangalai. Tan Sayakan. Those arrows. Sayakaha also means arrows. Tan Sayakan. Those arrows. Released by Nishumba. Chicheda broke. So here, Tataha, thereafter, when Nishumba made his hands into 10,000 hands and using the Chakrayudham, weapon of discus, when he hid Devi, covered Devi, then this Durgartinashini Durga Bhagavati, this Devi who got very angry, Kruddha, Swasharehi by her own arrows, Tani Chakrani Tan Sayakan cha, Tani Chakrani Tan Sayakan and the Chakrangali and the Ambuhalai, Tani Chakrani Tan Sayakan, those arrows and those discuses, Chicheda, she broke. So she broke those chakrams and arrows. Tani Chakrani, Tan Sayakan cha Chicheda. Is it clear? See, you have to really imagine, visualize. இதெல்லாம் ஆதிபராசர் தமிழ் படம் பார்த்திருக்கோம். Then you will know how the arrows were flowing towards each other. I want to show one day Raniji, this Adipashakti, this movie, you see. The Tamil, we had to see South Indian movies. Only then they really, they'll see how Devi will send arrows and then Devi will send arrows. The fight goes on for a very long time. And finally, how nice. So you see all that. I have to see that. Okay. Tato Bhagavati Kruddha Durga Durgartinashini Chichedatani Chakrani Sosarai Sayakamschatan Tataha Durga Artinashini Durga Bhagavati De Bhagavati Kruddha Sosarai Tani Chakrani Tan Sayakamcha Chicheda. Is it clear? Okay, I'm going to go on to next month, next verse. In the Devi Mahatyam is the only Purana, the verses of which have the status of being the mantra. Other Puranas' verses are not taken to be mantras, but this is taken to be mantra. Tato Nishumbho Yoge Vegena Gadamadaya Chandikam Tato Nishumbho Vegena Gadamadaya Chandikam Abhyadhavata Vaihantum Daitya Sena Samavrutaha Tato Nishumbho Vegena Gadamadaya Chandikam Abhyadhavata Vaihantum Daitya Sena Samavrutaha Tato Nishumbho Vegena Gadamadaya Chandikam Abhyadhavata Vaihantum Daitya Sena Samavrutaha. Tataha, thereafter, Nishumbha, the demon Nishumbha, Gadam Adaya, having the Gada, having taken the Gada, having taken this weapon called Gada, the club, Gadam Adaya, Gadaya Eduttukkondu, Tataha, thereafter, Nishumbaha, the demon Nishumbha, Gadam Adaya, having taken the Gada, the club, Daitya Sena Samavrutaha. Daitya Sena Samavrutaha. Samavrutaha surrounded by the armies of demons. Tataha, thereafter, Nishumbaha, the demon Nishumbha, Gadam Adaya, having taken the weapon Gada, Daitya Sena Samavrutaha. Daitya Sena Samavrutaha. Asura Senilal Surapattavanaha. Surrounded by the armies of demons. Chandikam Hantum. To kill the Chandika Devi. Chandikam Hantum. Chandikaye Kolvadark. Chandikam Hantum to kill Chandika Devi Vegena Abhyadavata came against Vegena Abhyadavata means what? He ran against her in a hurry. He rushed towards her to kill her. Abhyadavata, Vegamaha Odivandan, Odinan. Vegena Abhyadavata, he ran fast against her to kill Chandika. Vegena Abhyadavata. See, Davate Adhavata. Past tense. Abhi is a prefix. Abhyadavata, he ran fast against Devi to kill her. So, Tataha Nishumbaha gadam adaya daitya sena samavrutaha chandikam hantum vegena abhyadavata vai is simply added to adjust the meter. Okay, thereafter Nishumba, having taken gada, the club, surrounded by the armies of demons, he ran towards her fast to kill Devi Chandika. Next, tasya patata evashu gadam chicheda chandika. Tasya patata evashu gadam chicheda chandika. Khadge nashita dharena sachashulam samadade. Tasya patata evashu gadam chicheda chandika. Khadge nashita dharena sachashulam samadade. Tasya patata evashu gadam chicheda chandika. Khadge nashita dharena sachashulam samadade. Tasya apatataha. Tasya patata evashu. You break it. Tasya apatataha eva. Tasya apatataha eva. Chandika shitadharena khadgena gadam ashu chicheda. Full stop. Sahacha shulam samadade. If I tell you, tasya apatataha eva means, it's like a sati saptami. Tasmin apatati eva. Tasya apatataha eva should be taken as tasmin apatati eva. Apatati means what? Apatati means comes against. Tasya apatataha eva means as he was coming against her, as he was coming towards her, tasya apatataha eva, avan edirthu varungindra pode, as he was coming against her, towards her, Chandika Devi, shitadharena khadgena. See, khadgaha means knife or sword. Shitadharaha khadgaha means what? The sharp edged sword. Shitadharena khadgena means kurana munayudaya kattiyale. By her sharp edged knife or sword, shitadharena khadgena. Shitadharaha khadgaha means sharp edged sword or knife. So shitadharena khadgena the sharp edged sword with her sharp edged sword gadam ashu chicheda. Broke the club. Gadam, gadayai, ashu, varivileye, chicheda, tundital. She broke his club quickly. Sahacha, and he, shulam samadade. and he had taken the shulam, the pike. Okay. Sahacha shulam samadade. Avanum shulagirte eduttukondan, eduttan. Samadade. Mean what? He had also taken the shulam, the pike. Okay, that's all. Now what happened? We have to see the next verse. So before we go there, tasya apatataha eva, as he was running against her, Chandika Devi, shitadharena khadgena, with her sharp-edged sword, gadam ashuchicheda, she broke quickly his club. Sahacha, he also, and he, shulam samadade, he took the pipe. The pike, the shulam. Then, shulahastam samayantam nishumbham amarardhanam hridi vivyadha shulena yo vega vidhena chandika shulahastam samayantam nishumbham amarardhanam hridi vivyadha shulena vega vidhena chandika Shulahastam samayantam nishumbhamamarardhanam hridi vivyadha shulena vega vidhena chandika Shulahastam samayantam nishumbhamamarardhanam hridi vivyadha shulena vega vidhena chandika Now Chandika Devi Amarardhanam. Amara means Deva. Ardhanam. Ardhanaha means the troubler, the tormentor. Amarardhanam, the tormentor of Devas. Amarakle Tunburthahindravan. One who causes afflictions to the Devas. Amarardhanaha is the demon. So Amarardhanam, so Chandika Devi, Amarardhanam means the demon who causes afflictions to Devas. Amara is equal to Devas. Ardhanaha, one who destroys, the destroyer of Devas, or one who torments the Devas, tormentor of Devas. Shulahastam. Shulahastam means the one who was, one who had shulam in his hand. The holder of pike. Shulahastaha means holder of pike in the hand. Samayantam. Samayantam means one who was coming against. Samayati means what comes against, one who comes towards. Samayantam varahindravan. Samayantam varahindravan. So this Amarardhanam, Shulahastam, Samayantam, Nishumbam. All these three words are adjective of Nishumba. So Chandika Devi, Nishumbam Vivyadha. That is the sentence. Chandika Devi Nishumbham Hridi Vivyadha. So Chandika Devi Vivyadha means really stabbed. Vivyadha. Chandika stabbed in the heart. Okay, in the chest. Hridi. With her shulam pike. So Chandika Devi Shulena Nishumbam Hridi Vivyada. Chandika Shulatinal Nishumbanai Hridayatile Kuttinal. Chandika Devi Shulena Nishumbam Hridi Vivyada. But which sort of Nishumba he was? Amarardhanaha. Amarardhanam Shulahastam Samayantam. So Chandika Devi stabbed Nishumba in his heart, chest, with her pike, with her weapon, shulena. Which Nishumba, the tormentor of Devas, who was holding Shulam in his hand, who was coming against her, Samayantam. Okay, Amarardhanam, Devrahalai Vadekindravan, Shulahastam, Shulate Kail Kondavan, Samayantam Edithu Varahindravan, Ahia Nishumbam, Nishumbanai. Okay.
Swamini, in the earlier verse, it came that Nishumba fell down. So actually he did not die at that time.
No.
Okay.
பார்க்கணும் But don't be generous to give some sugar for her. Devi wants sugar, okay? Shulahastam samayantam nishumbhamarardhanam hridi vivyada shulena vega vidhena chandika. Okay. So Devi, see, Devi stabbed with her shulam in the heart of Nishumba. Okay, which Nishumba? Amarardhanam, Shulahastam, Samayantam. Nishumba who was coming against her, who were coming towards her, holding the Shulam in his hand, the tormentor of Devas. Okay, but how did Devi kill? Vega Vidhena Shulena. Vega Avidha. Vega means fast. Avidha means Vega Avidhena. Avidya means sulatrapatta. Vegamala sulatrapatta sulatinal. Vega avidhena shulena. Vega avidhena shulena. Hridi vivyada. She stabbed him with her own pike. Okay. Which was swiftly moved. Swiftly, swiftly moved. With her own swiftly moved pike, she stabbed him in his heart. In the heart, yeah. Shulahastam, Samayantam, Amarardhanam, Nishumbam, Shulena, Vega Vidhena Shulena, Chandika, Hridi Vivyadha. This is the Prahada. You got the meaning now?
Swamiji, what does Avidhena mean?
Navadrima?
Avidhena? Vega Avidhena.
Vega Avidhena means Vega Maha Swetrapatta. Mood. Vega Avidhena means which was moved swiftly, which was moved very fast. Adi Vegamaha Vishapatta.
Okay, thank you. Swami.
Vegamaha Vishapatta, Sotrapatta, Sholatinal, Marbile Kuttinal. She stabbed in the heart. Shulahastam Samayantam Nishumbhamarardhanam. See, I can see why these demons are presented as very powerful demons. You understand how difficult it is to handle your thoughts. The thoughts which you do not want to entertain, they will come and sit on your head. No, it's uncontrollable. You have no say over your thoughts. You don't want to entertain those thoughts. Exactly when you won't want to have them in the class, when you sit for Shastra class, that is when all thoughts will come and sit. You cannot focus. You distract, to disturb you. Not simply. Sometimes, even when you see, it happens. You know how problem, most of the papam, the worst papam we exhaust, not be other people. Outsiders are, no, the whole world is fantastic. Prabhatyam. The world outside is fantastic in spite of the corona. You know, if you know how to keep your mind, if you know how not to have unwanted thoughts, you are the most blessed person. That is why the whole problem for you, just to be yourself, all that you need is your own antakaran. The prick, when you do something wrong also, the person who was harmed by you will not be, he is not the problem. In your own mind, lots of thoughts pricking you all the time. Your own thoughts. Past memories, so many things. That is why the Shastra study is mainly not to do any harm to people whom you think they respond for your unhappiness. That's the worst problem we can do for others. We can do. When you really, even if you think others are 100%, you have your own reasons how others harmed your unhappiness. No? Others are responding. Then there's only way is just to pray and bless them and keep them away, because they're not at all, they're only nimitta. It is all your mind. It's all your thoughts. It is your own antakkanam. That is why this Devi Mahatma is all to do with their mind. You know? People don't understand. They think Devi comes and summa, all demons are killed by Devi. That's not true. Devi is actually every section you are dealing with their own most difficult thoughts which are responsible for your unhappiness. Your happiness, your nimmati is in handling your thoughts. You are not able to handle. You feel absolutely helpless. Irrespective of how you are physically, what the situation is outside, still you can just be peaceful and happy in your mind. It is your, all the disturbances is because of the thoughts. How to handle your thoughts? You need specific punya. The Devi Mahatma only presents, the demons are not at all outside. Not even our anger, jealousy, hatred. It's other thoughts also, unwanted thoughts, all past memories, unresolved issues, and come up. And you see every person in front of you, you connect and then color. It's all your own projections. Shastram says that. Even somebody does very, the most harmful person outside to you also, even he is not responding. Even then you can still be okay with yourself if you know how to handle your thoughts. Manas nalla vichik terja poru. We are not able to do that. That is why we need specific grace of Bhagavan. The whole Devi Mahatyam is for that. Anyway, so let us try to have Devi's grace.
Sushulahastam samayantam nishumbhamaradhanam hridi vivyadhashulena vega vidhena shandika. So vegena avidhaha avidham shulam. Vega avidhena means the shulam, the pike which was thrown fast. With that fast thrown shulam, she stabbed him in the heart. Okay. Bhinnasya tasya shulena hridaya nisruto paraha. Bhinnasya tasya shulena hridaya nisruto paraha. Mahabalo mahavīryas tishteti purusho vadan. Bhinnasya tasya shulena hridaya nisruto paraha. Mahabalo mahavīryas tishteti purusho vadan. Bhinnasya tasya shulena hridaya nisruto paraha. Mahabalo mahavīryas tishteti purusho vadan. Bhinnasya tasya shulena hridaya nisruto paraha. Mahabalo mahavīryas tishteti purusho vadan. Shulena bhinnasya tasya hridayat. Shulena bhinnasya tasya hridayat. Mahabalaha mahavīryaha aparaha purushaha tishtha iti vadan nisrutaha. It's all only Puranas can depict like this. See, aparaha purushaha, other person. Okay, another aparaha means veruru, another person. Aparaha purushaha,
another person saying tishta, uttering wait, tishta iti vadan nil endru sollikkondu saying, uttering wait, nisrutaha emerged. Another person uttering wait, nisrutaha emerged. Nil endru sollikkondu mattoru veroru manidan asal veroru purushan vandan veliye vandan emerged. Okay, from where? From and which sort of person? Mahabalaha, Mahaviryaha. Highly strong, Mahabalaha. The another person, a person of great strength, Mahaviryaha, great, highly valorous, highly strong. Mahaviryaha, highly strong. Mahavirya, highly valorous, another person, aparaha purushaha, tishtha iti vadan, uttering stand, wait, nisrutaha emerged. From where? Tasya hridayat, from the heart, from the heart of Shumbha, who was pierced with pike. Shulena bhinnasya tasya hridayat, from the heart of Nishumbha, from the heart of Nishumbha, who was broken with this spike. Shulena bhinnasya tasya hridayat, hridayat, from the heart of that Nishumbha who was broken, who was pierced with pike, emerged, Nisrutaha emerged, another person who was of great strength, who was of and great valor, uttering wait, nil endru sollikkondu, adu soolayudathinale pilakkappatta, Shulena bhinnasya, tasya hridayat, avanudaya, and Nishumbanudaya, marbilirindu, Mahabalaha, migundha balamudaivan, Mahavirya, migundha parakramudaivan, aparaha purusha, mattoru purushan, tishta iti vadan, nil endru sollikkondu, nisrutaha thondinan. He emerged. Okay? Shulena bhinnasya tasya hridayat, Mahabalaha, Mahavirya, aparaha purushaha, tishtha iti vadan nisrutaha. Is it clear? Okay. Next. See, from Braktabija, so many fellows came for every drop of blood. And this fellow so came from the heart, only one fellow has come. Okay. Tasya nishkramato devi, prahasya swanavattataha, shirachicheda khadgena tato savapatat bhuvi. Tasya nishkramato devi prahasya swanavattataha, shirachicheda khadgena tato savapatat bhuvi. Tasya nishkramato devi prahasya swanavattataha, shirachicheda khadgena tato savapatad bhuvi. Tataha. See, there's a tataha, last word. Tataha, devi. Then, devi, Chandika devi. Which devi must remember? Tataha, devi. Then, Chandika devi. Swanavat prahasya. Swanavat means, Sattam bottu shirittu. Okay. Swanavat prahasya means urakka shirittu. Swanavat prahasya, laughing aloud. Okay. Having laughed aloud. Swanavat prahasya, having laughed aloud. Having laughed aloud. Nishkramataha tasya shiraha. Nishkramataha tasya shiraha. Khadgena chichheda. So Devi chichheda. Tataha thereof. Then Devi chichheda. Devi cut. Devi chopped. Chopped with her sword. Khadgena. Devi chopped with her sword. The head shiraha. Head of that person, emerging person. Tasya nishkramataha tasya shiraha Devi khadgena chicheda. So Devi chopped with her sword the head of that person as he was coming, having laughed aloud, means laughing aloud. Swanavat prahasya. Uraka shirittu vittu. Deviyanaval. Vilile varihindra avanudaiya thalaiyai vaalnal vettinaal. Tataha then Devi swanavat prahasya, having laughed aloud, nishkramataha tasya shiraha khadgena chicheda. She chopped with her sword the head of that person as he was coming out. Full stop. Tataha, then aso bhuvi apatat. Aso means what? That person, the Nishumbha. That person means within brackets you remember Nishumbha. Tataha, then aso means that person. That person means what? That Nishumbha bhuvi apatate fell to the ground or fell on the floor. Bhuvi apatate bhumil vilindan, tarayil vilindan.
Swami, what is nishkramato? Nishkramato. Devi tasya nishkram. Nishkramato.
Yeah. Now nishkramataha. You break it nishkramataha.
Yes.
Nishkramataha tasya means varihindravanodaya. Vili varihindravanodaya. See, nishkramataha means the person was emerging out. Nishkramati emerges out. Nishkramataha positive case. Nishkramataha tasya means the shiraha. Head of that person who was emerging out. வெளி வருகின்றவனுடைய அவனுடைய தலையை தேவி வெட்டினாள். நிஷ்கிராமத்தா இஸ் அ பாசிட்டிவ் கேஸ். நிஷ்கிராமன், நிஷ்கிராமந்தம், நிஷ்கிராமதா, நிஷ்கிராமத்தே, நிஷ்கிராமத்தா, நிஷ்கிராமத்தா, நிஷ்கிராமத்தா வெளிக்கிளம்புகின்றவனுடைய தஸ்ய அவனுடைய சிறகா தலையை கட்கேன வாளால் சிச்சேத வெட்டினாள். தேவி சாப்ட் வித் த ஸ்வர்ட் the head of that person who was emerging out. The emerging out person. And that then, what happened? Tataha, then. Tataha, thereafter, tataha, that, both are okay. Aso is a pronoun. So you have to take it as that person within, actually, Nishumbha, bhuvi apatat, fell on the floor. Because that person who came out of his chest was himself, his own person, isn't it? That ahankara. Tatasimmascha khado gradamstrakshunna shirodharan. Tatasimmascha khado gradamstrakshunna shirodharan. Asuramstamstada kali. Shivadoti tatha paran. Tatasimmascha khado gradamstrakshunna shirodharan. Asuramstamstada kali shivadoti tatha paran. Tatasimmascha khado gradamstrakshunna shirodharan. Asuramstamstada kali shivadoti tatha paran. ततसन्मश्चखादोग्रदंष्ट्राक्षुण्णशिरोधरान् असुरांस्तांस्तदा काली शिवदूति तथा परान् ततः सिंहः चखाद ततः सिंहः चखाद உக்ரதம்ஷ்ட்ராக்ஷுன்ன சிரோதரான் எப்படி தெரியு ததஹ தேர் ஆஃப்டர் சிம்ஹஹ லயன் உக்ர தம்ஷ்ட்ராக்ஷுன்ன சிரோதரான் உக்ர தம்ஷ்ட்ராக்ஷுன்ன சிரோதரான் தான் அசுரான் சக்காத Then lion had a good feast. Now both of them have been felled, okay? Where is this Tiru? Shumbha and Nishumbha both have fallen now. Oh, Tiru has gone.
Oh. No, I'm here. Okay. Actually, Nishumbha only fell, Swamini. Shumbha falls the next one.
Yeah. Now here, we'll see. Now, that person means the one who came out of his body, you see?
That's what I thought, but the next step is...
That's what he says. Tataha simhaha chakkada. Chakkada means what? Khaditavan. Chakkada past perfect tense. Had eaten. So, khaditavan. Simhaha khaditavan. Simhaha chakkada. Lion ate. Lion ate whom? Tan asuran. So many demons who were fell. Tan asuran, those demons, lion ate. Which sort of demons? He says, demons who were endowed with the heads. Shirodharan means the demons were endowed with the heads. Broken into pieces. By the molar teeth. Ugra frightening. Damshtra means the molar teeth. Damshtra. Akshunna. Powdered or broken. Ugra frightening damshtra molar teeth akshunna powdered or broken. Shiraha heads dharan holding. So, ugra damshtra akshunna shirodharan means bayangaramana tetrai parkalal.
Swamini.
Swamini.
I think Nishumbha got killed because the next chapter in the second verse
that is true. Remember from Nishumbha, Shumbha's final is that one, but from the Nishumbha's body one person came, remember? And also Nishumbha surrounded by so many demons, all of them. See, mantra just presents that. The word Purul is used, you see, Asuran is a Purul word. Nishumbha and also others. The Shumbha will be coming. Is what? Nishumbha only fell down here. The Shumbha will be destroyed later on. See, they both faint first. Again they come up. They don't, it's not easy to kill them, you see. That's what. They come again and again. So, tataha, okay. See, ugra damshtra akshunna shirodharaha means those bayangaramana tetrai parkalal podiyakkappatta thalaigalai odayavargalai and asuragalai singam tindradu. So, tataha, thereafter, simha lion, chakada yet. Yet whom those demons. Who are those demons? Those demons were endowed with the heads powdered or broken into pieces by the frightening molar teeth. Tada, then, Kali, Shivaduti, Asuram, Tada. So not only a lion ate, Kali also ate them, Shivaduti also ate, Asuran, Tatha. Similarly, so as well, Kali and Shivaduti also ate them as well. Ate them means what? Destroyed them.
Swami, who is Shivaduti?
Power of Shiva.
Okay.
No. One of the power. The powers there. The Nama.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
I want a small correction there. Ugra Damshtrakshunna Akshunna. Make it Akshunna, not Akshunna. Akshunna means broken. Akshunna means unbroken. But A is a prefix. Akshunna, broken. The word Kshunna. We take Kshunna means powdered, pounded, broken, all words. So, Damshtrakshunna Shirodharan. Tan Asuran Chakada. Tada Kali Shivaduti Asuran Tatha. Tatha Chakada. So, Kali as well Shivaduti ate those demons. Okay. Make it Kshunna. Okay. Kaumari Shakti Nirbhinna. Okay. Kaumari Shakti Nirbhinna. Kaumari Shakti Nirbhinna Kechinne Shurmaha Suraha. Kaumari Shakti Nirbhinna Kechinne Shurmaha Suraha. Brahmani Mantra Putena Toyena Anye Nirakritaha. Kaumari Shakti Nirbhinna Kechinne Shurmaha Suraha. Brahmani Mantra Putena Toyena Anye Nirakritaha. Kaumari Shakti Nirbhinna Kechinne Shurmaha Suraha. Brahmani Mantra Putena Toyena Anye Nirakritaha. No, Kechit Mahasuraha. Kechit Mahasuraha. Kechit means some, sila. Mahasuraha, great demons. Kechit Mahasuraha, sila periya arakkargal. Kechit Mahasuraha. Some great demons. Kaumari Shakti Nirbhinnaha. See, there are so many powers came, remember? So, Kaumari Shakti Nirbhinnaha. There are so many. Kechit Mahasuraha, some great demons, Nirbhinnaha, who were pierced and broken. Nirbhinnaha. Broken with the weapon, by the power of Kumara, known as Kaumari. So, Kaumari Shakti Nirbhinnaha, Kaumariin Shakti Ayudathal Palakkappattavargal. So, there are so many other great demons who were broken into pieces with the Shakti weapon. With the Shulam actually. By the power of Kumara, known as Kaumari. And Neshuhu means they all perished. Neshuhu perished, they all perished. So there were Kechit Mahasuraha Neshuhu, means many great demons perished, who were broken into pieces with the Shakti weapon by the power of Kumara, known as Kaumari. Kaumari Shakti Nirbhinnaha Mahasuraha Neshuhu. Then Anye, some other demons, Brahmani Mantra Putena, Brahmani Mantra Putena. Puta means purify. Anye means some other demons who are purified by the mantra of Brahmani Devi, power of Brahma. Anye, some other demons who were purified, putena. No, not purified, okay. Who were nirakritaha. Nirakritaha means what? They were removed. So, anye, some other demons who were removed from there by the water purified with the mantra of Brahmani Devi. Brahmani mantra putena toyena nirakritaha. See, Brahmani Deviin mantrathal thoomaipaduthappatta neerinal velakkappattanar. How will you say? Anye, some other demons, nirakritaha, they were removed. Removed with what? Removed with, nirakritaha means just they were rejected and removed with the water. I would buy the water. Water purified. Removed by the water purified by the mantras of Brahmani Devi, the power of Brahma. So Kechit Maha Asuraha Kaumari Shaktir Bhinnaha Neshuhu. So some great demons who were broken into pieces by the power of Kaumari perished. Then Anye, some other demons were removed by the water, purified by the Brahmani Devi's mantras. Brahmani mantra putena toyena rakritaha. Brahmani Devi'in mantrathal thoomaipaduthappatta neerinal agatrappattanar. Got it? What it? Okay. Kaumari Shakti Nirbhinna Kechinne Shur Mahasuraha Brahmani Mantra Putena Toyena Anye Nirakritaha. We only three more. Can we finish and stop? It's okay. Ninth Dashat. Dashakam. I know it's late. Getting late for you. We quickly will finish it. Just three more verses. We finish the chapter. Maheshwari Trishulena Bhinna Petustatha Pare. Maheshwari Trishulena Bhinna Petustatha Pare Varahi Tundaghatena Kechichurne Krutabhuvi. Varahi Tundaghatena Kechichurna Krutabhuvi. Then Tatha, similarly, in the same manner, Apare means Matrum Silar, Vera Silar, some other demons, Apare. Maheshwari Trishulena Bhinnaha. Some other demons were broken into pieces by the trident of Maheshwari. This is Maheshwara's power. Okay. Maheshwari Trishulena Bhinnaha. Maheshwari in Trishulatnal Plakkappattavargal. Apare Tatha, in the same way, Apare, some other demons were broken into pieces by the trident of Maheshwari, power of Maheshwara. Kechit, some other demons, Varahi Tundaghatena. Tundaghataha. Okay, some other demons, Varahi Tundaghatena. Varahi Tundaghatena Churni Kritaha Bhuvi Petu Tundaghataha Varahi. See, Varahi, you know, is boar. Varahi Tundaghatena means Tunda means Muham. Ghataha means Yidi. Tundaghatena Varahi Tundaghatena. The snout of the Varahi. Varahi Tundaghatena Churni Kritaha were powdered. So some other demons Kechite Varahi Tundaghatena Churni Kritaha, who were powdered by the snout of Varahi's face. Varahi's face. Bhuvi Petuhu fell on the floor. Bhuvi Petuhu, Bhumi le vindarhal. Varahi nudiya muhatthi nudiya yidiya nale Churni kritaha, churna maka pattu Bhumi il vindanar. So tatha apare Maheshwari Trishulena Bhinnaha. So some other demons were broken into pieces by the trident of Maheshwari, power of Maheshwara. Kechitti, some other demons, Varahi Tundagatena, by snout of the Varahi's face, Churni Kritaha Bhuvi Petuhu, fell on the floor powdered by the Varahi's snout of the face.
Swamini.
Yeah.
This Varahi, is it another Sakti or is it the Vahanam for Maheshwari?
No. Varaha, the power of Varaha is called Varahi. So you know all the powers came. Kaumari's power. Ella power on the chilya. We are going to see Mahavishnu's 10 powers. Varahi, Vaishnavi. Different powers. So Shiva no power and Shiva Duti one, then Maheshwari one. Different powers of, you can see Maheshwara's power is Maheshwari. Brahma's power is Brahmani. Kumara's power is Kaumari. Like that. So Varaha's power is Varahi. So Varahi is the name of the power. That Varahi power came and that some of the demons were powdered by the snout of the face of Varahi and they fell on the floor. So Varahi Tundaghatena Churni Kritaha Bhuvi Petuhu. Got it? Or it could be a sentence? Okay.
Yes, Swamini, thank you.
Two more verses. Khandam Khandam Cha Chakrena Vaishnavya Danavah Kritaha Vajrena Chaindri Hastagra Vimuktena Tatha Pare Khandam Khandam Cha Chakrena Vaishnavya Danavah Kritaha Vajrena Chaindri Hastagra Vimuktena Tatha Pare Khandam Khandam Cha Chakrena Vaishnavya Danavaha Kritaha. See, now Vaishnavi Bhakti comes. Vajrena Chaindri Hastagra Vimuktena Tathapare. Now Vaishnavya cha and Vaishnavya means by Vaishnavi Devi. the power of Vishnu by Vaishnavi Devi cha, and by Vaishnavi Devi chakrena, okay, by the discus, okay, by the discus, Danavaha, demons, khandam khandam krutaha, they were cut into pieces. Tundu tundaha akkapattanar. Khandam khandam krutaha. Khandam khandam krutaha means what? They were cut into many pieces. So, Danavaha, khandam khandam krutaha, passive voice sentence. Demons are cut into many pieces by Vaishnavi Devi, by the discus, or by the Vaishnavyaha Chakrena, by the discus of Vaishnavi Devi. You can say that way also. By Vaishnavi Devi, by the discus of Vaishnavi Devi, Vaishnavyacha Chakrena, by Vaishnavi Devi, by her chakram, with her chakram, demon Danavaha khandam khandam krutaha. Demons were cut into many pieces. Then vajrena chain cha aindri hastagra vimuktena tathapare. No, apare some other demons, aparena matrum silar, aindri hastagra vimuktena, the cha is and. Aindri cha aindri chaindri. Adha vriddhi sandhi. Aindri hastagra vimuktena. Aindri hasta means the hand of Aindri Devi, Indra's power. Indra's power is known as Aindri. And from the Devi, Aindri Devi's hand, Aindri hasta agra vimuktena. Released vajrena by vajrayudam. Tatha, similarly, they were also broken into pieces. Now, some other demons were also, tatha, similarly, broken into pieces by the thunderbolt weapon released from the hand of Aindri Devi. Aindri Devi nodaya, அது இந்திரனுடைய சக்தியாகிய ஐந்திரி தேவியுடைய கையிலே இருந்து விடப்பட்ட வஜ்ராயுதத்தினால் மற்ற அரக்கர்கள் கொல்லப்பட்டனர், துண்டாக்கப்பட்டனர். That's the meaning. So, அப்பரே, some other demons also were cut into many pieces by the thunderbolt weapon released from the hand of ஐந்திரி தேவி. ஐந்திரி ஹஸ்த Tagra means from the hand. Vimuktena released. Vajrena by the Vajrayudam, by the weapon called Vajrayudam. Tatha, similarly, Khandam Khandam Krutaha, we should take it again. They were cut into pieces. So Vaishnavya cha and Vaishnavya சக்கரேன தானவாக கண்டம் கண்டம் கிருதாக. அப்பரே சம்மத டீமன்ஸ் ஐந்திரி ஹஸ்தாக்ர விமுக்தேன வஜ்ரேன ச ததா கண்டம் கண்டம் கிருதாக. யூ மஸ்ட் ஆட் கண்டம் கண்டம் கிருதாக அகெய்ன் சோ டு கெட் ஓகே டு கெட் தி கம்ப்ளீட் மீனிங். சோ சி நாட் ஒன் ஃபெல்லோ நோ. Nishumba has been felled. Shumba is still waiting. She is fainted. He is going to come back now. He is still fainted. He has not at work come here. He is going to come back from, he will wake up from fainting and then he will come back. He will be killed tomorrow. Okay. Next, last one. Kechid vineshur asura kechin nashta maha havat. பக்ஷிதாஸ்சாபரேகாலி சிவதோதி மிருகாதிபைஹி. சி செப்டம்பர் 1st நமக்கு ராகுகேது அந்த பயிற்சி எல்லாம் வருது. ராகுகேது பொசிஷன் சேஞ்சஸ் ஹேப்பன். சோ டுமாரோ டியூஸ்டே இஃப் யூ கேன் கம் டுமாரோ கேன் கம்ப்ளீட் 10th தசகம், 10th ஒன், 10th சாப்டர். நல்லது, முடிக்கிறது முடிஞ்சா சொல்லுங்க. கேச்சித் வினேஷுரசுரா கேச்சித் நஷ்டா மகாஹவாத் பக்ஷிதாஸ்சா பரே காலி சிவதூதி மிருகாதிபைஹி கேச்சித் வினேஷுரசுரா கேச்சித் நஷ்டா மகாஹவாத் பக்ஷிதாஸ்சா பரே காலி சிவதூதி மிருகாதிபைஹி கேச்சித் அசுராஹ கேச்சித் அசுராஹ வினேஷு some demons perished kechit asuraha vineshu kechit vineshu asuraha simple sentence some demons perished vineshu perished had perished vinashtavantah adastami kechit asuraha some demons vineshu perished kechit some other demons mahahavat nashtah maha maha ahavaha ஆகவா மீன்ஸ் பேட்டில் மகா ஆகவா கிரேட் பேட்டில் நஷ்டாக மீன்ஸ் பெரிஷ்ட் தே லாஸ்ட் சோ மெனி டீமன்ஸ் பெரிஷ்ட் பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் தி கிரேட் பேட்டில் சோ மெனி டீமன்ஸ் பெரிஷ்ட் அண்ட் மெனி அதர் டீமன்ஸ் கேச்சித் சிலர் அழிந்துவார்கள் பெரும் போரில் இருந்து ஒழிந்து விட்டனர் கேச்சித்து மகா ஆகவாத்து நஷ்டாக மெனி அதர் டீமன்ஸ் பெரிஷ்ட் பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் தி கிரேட் பேட்டில் மகா ஆகவாத் பஞ்சமி பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் அப்பரே சம் அதர்ஸ் அப்பரே சம் அதர்ஸ் காலி சிவதூதி மிருகாதிபைஹி பக்ஷிதாக finished some other demons அப்பரே மற்றும் சிலர் வேறு சிலர் some other demons காலி பை காலி சிவதூதி அண்ட் சிவதூதி மிருகாதிபைஹி மிருகாதிபஹா லயன் the king of animals மிருகாதிபஹா Mrigadhipaha means king of animals. So together third plural is used. Kali Shivaduti Mrigadhipaihi means by the lion, the king of animals, Shivaduti and Kali by three of them. Kali Shivaduti Mrigadhipaihi means by the lion, the king of elephants, Shivaduti and Kali by three of them, apare some other demons, bhakshitaha cha, and they were eaten. Other some other demons were eaten by the lion, the king of elephants, sorry, king of animals, Shivaduti and Kali. So these three of them ate other demons. So what happened? Finished. Okay. Kechit asuraha vineshuhu. Kechit mahahavat nashtaha. Apare kali shivaduti mrugadipaihi cha bakshitaha. So aha Nishumba has gone. Shumba is now fainted. He is not dead. He is still alive but he is fainted. Now he has to come back. Okay. Om. Iti Shri Markandeya Purane Savarnike Manvantre Devi Mahatme Nishumba Vadho Nama Navamodhyayah. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.